press 1.
Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Merry Christmas to you. I'm Chris Conley filling in for Seth Mila today on Feedback, because in an hour, Seth will be filling in for Jerry Bader. In fact, here in our Wausau market, we are covering several Jerry Bader show fill-ins during the holiday. Jerry, as you've probably heard on the air, has some use-it-or-lose-it vacation time. In my mind, the Hugh Grant movies of the 1990s and early 2000s all kind of blended together. There is actually a point to bringing this up. The movie that I have in mind, and again, since they all blend together, I don't remember the title of it. He is a fan who is obsessed with a famous movie actress who was played by Julia Roberts. And he is trying to come up with all kinds of schemes to get close to Julia. In fact, they actually meet and fall in love. It is a typical chick flick. And like I said, he made many of these movies. And the Hugh Grant movies, of course, the ladies love him. He's good looking. He's got the slight British accent. There was that one where he played the British Prime Minister. And there is this one where he's trying to meet and hopefully fall in love with Julia Roberts, the movie actress. I make note of the movie, too, that Julia Roberts, if she's playing an actress, is she really acting? I think sometimes her acting is right on that level. The point of all of this actually ties into the Duck Dynasty controversy, and here's how. There is a scene in that movie where one of the scenes for Hugh Grant to get close to Julia Roberts is that he pretends to be a reporter. He pretends to be a reporter or a writer for a magazine and tries to crash one of her opening PR events for one of her movies. Again, this is all part of the storyline here. So Julia Roberts is going to do the movie PR for one of her big box office blockbusters, and it's a movie about outer space. She plays an astronaut in the future. And the best they could do for Hugh Grant, who is faking to be a magazine reporter, no, he's not from Variety or from Hollywood.com, or he's not a reviewer. He is from Horse and Hound magazine, a magazine about British fox hunting. And lo and behold, he actually gets to ask a question. The question is something like, do you like horses? Do you enjoy hunting? And the point that I take away from all of this is, if you were a Hollywood movie starlet, would you accept or would you agree to an interview from Horse and Hound magazine? Well, of course you wouldn't. You'd say, what does this have to do with the science fiction in outer space floating around on the space station movie that I'm making? You'd say, something's not quite right here. So let's apply this to Duck Dynasty. You are Phil Robertson. You are the patriarch of the Duck Dynasty family, and you've done fabulously well for yourself. You've got the merchandising thing going. You've got probably the hottest show on A&E. And obviously, as we found out in the last couple of days, you have very loyal fans, because when they say they're suspending you from filming, fans that you didn't even know you have come out of the woodwork. So I ask you this. If you're Phil Robertson and GQ, Gentleman's Quarterly Magazine, wants to do an interview with you, isn't that the equivalent of Horse and Hound wanting to interview the Julia Roberts category? I mean, Gentleman's Quarterly Magazine is the magazine of metrosexuals. It is the magazine of guys who care about how they look. It's the magazine of guys who get manicures and pedicures. They shop at Brooks Brothers. They have the fancy suits. They're the guys that the women want because they're buttoned down and don't look threatening at the office. Phil Robertson is the exact opposite of that. I mean, 100% opposite of that. So if, for instance, Field and Stream wanted to do an interview with the Duck Dynasty cast, well, heck yes, that's my audience, that's my people. I would be very happy to share the behind-the-scenes story of my life with people who would actually care about it. GQ magazine is such a disconnect that I think a red flag should have gone up during this interview of, what do they want with me? I'm a disconnect with their audience to the point of, a guy who reads GQ knows nothing about duck calls, doesn't watch the show, doesn't care about the show, and if he does, probably makes fun of the people and situations that we do on the Duck Dynasty program. To me, it almost looks like it's some kind of setup that you know you're going to get some outrageous, out-of-left-field kind of question like, Why don't you tell us how you feel about homosexuals and homosexual marriage? And by the way, could you throw in a word or two about African Americans and what your experience was like in the South growing up? I'm not surprised that the interview didn't go all that well, and I would say that you would think that that would be some sort of red flag. I mean, I was interviewed once as part of my job from a trade publication. There's a broadcast publication called All Access, and they wanted to do an interview about some of the successes that we were having here at WSAU. I'm like, hey, that's great. And actually, doing the interview for me was a very positive experience because it got posted on their website, and kind of the only people who read this magazine and who look at what it puts online are radio people. And from out of the woodwork, friends and colleagues from the industry that I'd lost contact with, I mean, I've been doing this for 28 years now, it was really nice that they would send emails to me or that I'd see them popping up on my Facebook page. Hey, Chris, I'm glad to hear that you're in Central Wisconsin and that you're doing so well. And that was a really nice piece they wrote. It was very, very positive. But what if Brides Magazine commented on me and said, Mr. Conley, we are a Brides Magazine, and we would like to do an interview on your radio career and the things that you were doing on air in Central Wisconsin. Well, brides or younger women who are getting married, what interest is that some kind of, it wouldn't seem right. It would seem like something's not quite on the level there. And the right answer to that kind of interview would be no. You know, if it's radioweekly.com, yes. Just like Phil Robertson and his handlers, Field and Stream, Boys Life, Outdoor American, yes, yes, yes. Gentleman's Quarterly, not so sure. I mean, you could almost imagine that a left field kind of twisted question would come out from all of that. Anyway, I am shopping in Walmart over the weekend, and I got a better idea or a more clear picture in my mind of how the Duck Dynasty controversy is likely to end. It hit me in the middle of aisle 14 where people were doing their Christmas shopping. I mean, we've talked a lot about Duck Dynasty in the last couple of days. If you have any comments, yeah, we'll take some calls on it too, 715-845-2155. I'm Chris Conley, guest hosting today on Feedback on WSAU. We are back on WSAU Feedback, AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com. I'm Chris Conley filling in for Seth, because Seth is filling in for Jerry from 9 to 11 today. It is an unusual time around the radio station. In fact, for much of this week, your favorite hosts will not be in their regular places. I know that Rush Limbaugh is off for the holidays and won't be back for the new year. I believe we have Mark Belling filling in. One of the Marks, either Mark Belling or Mark Stein. Sean Hannity is taking off as well. Mark Levin is off. I want to give you a heads up for one of Mark's fill-in hosts who works out of Bakersfield, California. I've never met her. I've just heard her a few times and think she is fabulous. If Inga Barks is filling in for Mark Levin, Mark is on from 5 to 8, you'll want to listen. She is angling for her own national program and has the talent to do it. So again, a lot of new voices, between now and the start of the new year here on WSAU. And of course, we don't have a lot of sporting events to cover either. Our next Badgers hockey game comes up on Friday night, Badgers basketball Saturday afternoon with more Badgers hockey on Saturday night, and then that football game that I think some people are interested in, Packers and Bears, for a shot at the playoff. The winner is in and the loser is not. That's a Sunday game, and it has been flex-timed that the Packer game was going to be a noon kickoff on Sunday from Soldier Field. It's been now moved to 3:25. Packers game day Sunday will start at 1 o'clock, and Packers postgame will run until 9 here on your Packers station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. I've been talking about Duck Dynasty, which always puts me in a little dangerous area because I'm not a hunter. I've never watched the program. That's how you can tell, though, that it's a big phenomenon. If it's on my radar screen and I've never watched it, and it's outside of my area of influence or my area of interest. And Duck Dynasty is way out of my area. You're not ever going to find me, you know, in a duck blind shooting at ducks. That's not my thing. But if I know who these guys are and know what they look like, it's a sign that they are really, really big. I'm doing my Christmas shopping in Walmart. I'm buying the last of the things. These are small knick-knack things to round out the things that I want to give to my kids. And I'm amazed at how much Duck Dynasty stuff is in the store. In the discount rack, there are Halloween costumes. Apparently Duck Dynasty was a popular Halloween costume. So that's being discounted. That's in the closeout and clearance area. If you go through the toy department, there are Duck Dynasty-themed toys. There are Duck Dynasty items in the hunting department, as you might imagine, official Duck Dynasty stuff. And my thought from all of this is that the retailing angle could be very simple to be used to solve this problem once and for all. There is far more value in the retailing aspect of a hit show, particularly on one of these cable channels, than there is in actually selling the commercials within the program. Duck Dynasty is far more valuable at this point for the merchandise that they push out for A&E, for their syndicators, than it is for the commercials that are shown on what is really a second-tier cable channel that doesn't have a lot of good stuff on it that a lot of people aren't all that interested in. If Walmart were to say, we are clearing all this stuff off our shelves and we're sending it back to our suppliers, refund all of it. And by the way, Walmart is one of those retailers that is big enough. They have those kinds of deals with their suppliers. You want to sell stuff to Walmart? You have to take back and refund to them the stuff that doesn't sell, or stuff that gets returned, or stuff that is marked as defective or somehow is not quite right. Smaller retailers don't have that kind of leverage with their suppliers. Walmart does. You want to sell Walmart stuff? There are certain terms that you have to agree to. Walmart has the power to say, we're shipping it all back to whoever A&E's supplier is, and you've got to take it all back. And Walmart, by the way, I think would be completely legitimate in making that case. Walmart could say to the suppliers that have the contracts with A&E over Duck Dynasty, said, you know, we tied up all of our shelf space for all of this Duck Dynasty stuff predicated on the show being on the air. Otherwise, look, our shelf space in our big box stores all across the country is worth millions of dollars. There are other suppliers who are dying to have their stuff on our shelves. And they can say, look, A&E, if you have a production problem with your show, and the star of the show going forward is not going to be on for future episodes? Great. We're boxing it all up and we're sending it back to you. And, like the contract that you have here with us, you're refunding us all the costs. Watch how A&E would suddenly change there. I said that between now and the news we'd take some phone calls on this, 715-845-2155, and I do believe that I have a caller that's waiting. Hi, caller. You're up on WSAU Feedback. What's your name?
Hi, Chris. My name is Charles on Stevens Point.
Hi, go ahead.
Hey, I think you're selling yourself a little bit short. You may not know anything about hunting or fishing and stuff like that, but you have a tremendous amount of insight. When you talked about you thought it looked as if it was a setup, I believe you're right. But I think it was a very organized setup. The way the media went out and placed an attack on the Dynasty people, and they had other interviews set up that after they saw what was going on, that I think he declined an interview with Barbara Walters.
Okay. Well, look, there's two schools of thought here, and since you brought it up, let's see which one you buy into. That this was a setup, that there was going to be an out-of-left-field answer, gee, how do you feel about gays, and look what we had. But there's another school of thought saying that any kind of publicity is good. I mean, kind of the Miley Cyrus school of thought. She's up there with practically no clothes on, and she's twerking, but it's nothing that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about it over and over and over again, and she's going to become the best-known entertainer because of it. Maybe there is someone in the Duck Dynasty or the A&E camp saying, we're going to publicize this show, which it's a hit for us. We're going to publicize it any way they can. And if Horse and Hound or if GQ Magazine wants to do an interview, do that interview because all publicity is good.
possibly the A&E people, but I don't think that's in Phil's heart.
Yeah, I mean, look, like I said, it's a huge disconnect, and I can only speak for myself, and I've done very few television and radio and magazine interviews about me because I'm not at that level in my career. But if I had a magazine that was, say, outside of the realm of the broadcasting industry, outside the realm where people might be interested in what it is that I do for a living and how I do it, I think the smart move, at least for me personally, would be to decline. I mean, I use the, you know, if Brides Magazine said, Chris, do an interview with us, why? No, that's not the forum that I would choose to publicize my career and what I do. Anyway, thank you for the call, 715-845-2155. If you'd like to join us in the few moments that we have left between now and the news, then we'll put a lid on Duck Dynasty. And I'll move on to something else, because it is such a whopper of a statement. It is such a statement that needs to be challenged, but I want to challenge it after our 8:30 break. President Obama gave his end-of-the-year news conference, and this is kind of a tradition. Most presidents do it. Some pass on it. But before the president goes off on vacation for Christmas and New Year's, usually to Camp David, for the Obamas to Hawaii, and where they go for Christmas vacation, I don't care. And how much golf the president gets in during his vacation, I don't care either. It's a demanding job. But it's typical to give this news conference to kind of wrap things up on the Friday before the holidays, which is usually a slow news day. So the news media is appreciative to have the news conference. And you might ask about, oh, what the political agenda is going to be for 2014. President Obama said something about what he thinks 2014 will be like that is just so not what the situation is for the regular folk, for you and me, that we should probably talk about it, and we will after this break. We'll pay some bills, we'll have our 8:30 news, and then WSAU feedback continues. I'm Chris Conley filling in for Seth Mila on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.